In 1998, Paddy Morris Banjo first established the Deaf Indigenous Dance Group, or DIDGE, with her late friend Priscilla. The group practices together on a wooden stage so they can feel the drums and the tapping of the sticks. Recently, they made their Laura Quinkin Dance Festival debut, something that Paddy's dreamed of for years. ABC's Carly Willis caught up with Paddy at the festival to find out more about DIDGE and how Paddy first discovered her love of dance. The interview is translated by Susanna Jackson, and just a warning, it does contain the names of people who have died.
I'm very, very excited and in love with this place. I have such a passion for it and to keep coming back because it's part of my culture. We started coming here when I was really young, and it was small back then, back probably in the 80s. I can't remember actually what date, but I would just join in with family, and as it grew, it was fantastic. My auntie, whose surname is Banjo, I would come with her, and I, you know, wouldn't see so many family members for such a long time, and we would all meet up here. It was a meeting place for us, and we just love coming every year so that we can meet up with people. And I never thought that I would dance here one day in the future, but yeah, now we have, and obviously we missed out last year, but it's great to be back this year, and I just feel really in awe of the place. My friends in the Deaf Dance Group in the troupe come from all different areas all over Cape York, and we decided many years ago, that was 1998, to establish our group. That was DIDGE. It was called Deaf Indigenous Dance Group, and we just try and get some whatever funds we can to give the Deaf Indigenous people who comprise the troupe opportunity to come and dance, to feel the beat through the ground. Usually we will practice on wooden stage so that they can feel the drums, feel the tapping of the sticks, and it's just such a great opportunity for everyone to come together from all over the place. Sometimes Deaf Indigenous people can feel disconnected from the deaf community and from the greater community because, you know, we were often, some of us stolen from our communities to be brought to Cairns, taken from country and had to learn a different language, and that was really difficult for a lot of us. I was lucky in Laura, we had a sign language, and so my parents were able to talk to me. But yeah, that was Jelbina. It's called Jelbina, stands for dingo's ears. And so I would come there, but often I would not want to go to school there. And I would, yeah, sometimes run away, and I was a bit cheeky girl. My family would ask me, come on, come and dance with us. But I was quite shy as a child. And then my brother said to me, just come and dance. And I realised that I could dance with or without music, and I could just feel something inside myself. And whether it was at home or on the stage, I was able to do it.
When was the first time, though, dancing at Laura Dance Festival? Is this the first time?
Yeah, this is our first time dancing here, the Deaf Indigenous Dance Group. We were really fighting to get in here. Back then, my best friend Priscilla Seedon, she was the president of many years, but she unfortunately died a few years back. And it was her passion to dance, and we dance today, yeah, in memory of her. You know, we especially wanted to dance in memory of her today because she was here from the beginning.
How do you hear the beat?
Yeah, so we respond to vibrations, and we respond to the ground, and we can link to the music through our eyes, and we have to practice a lot to get to the beat, that's for sure. The clap sticks are easy to follow. Some of us have some residual hearing, so we can follow the clap sticks, yeah, but others just feel it. It's just a rhythm. When I was growing up, I started ballet at a young age, and my foster mother, she put me into ballet classes, and I realised that I was the only black girl within a white class, and that was funny, but they loved me and they included me in the ballet. And myself and another girl, we danced together, and that's how I learnt to dance. And the floor was wooden, and so I could dance jazz with her, and I could watch her move, and we could dance together. And the first time I danced on the stage was probably at 10 years old, and there was all hearing people, and there was only two of us deaf girls, but we danced perfectly and to the beat, and everyone was so impressed. And I couldn't see the audience, and I couldn't hear the clapping at that time, and it was very dark in the auditorium, and we weren't sure what was happening. But our teacher came, our ballet teacher, and she said, please give a round of applause for the two deaf girls in the dance group. And that the crowd just lost it, and I could see my foster mum there in the crowd, and she was so passionate and clapping, and and we were two little deaf girls dancing in a ballet, and you know, people just would never have known. So we can do it. We're deaf, but we can dance, and we do love music and dance.
You said on stage that whilst you were adopted, you made it back home to your mum. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of a long story. But when I was two, the welfare system did take me away. That was called the Stolen Generation, and that was at the end of the Stolen Generation in the early 80s. So I was one of the last, and because I'm light-skinned, my mother is full Aboriginal, and she wasn't allowed to be with a white European at that time. That was the law. And also I had I was a bit sick at the time, perhaps with the mumps, but they weren't sure what it was. And so there, you know, might have been some other problems in the community. But no, I hadn't seen her for 30 years. But Percy knew my father, John Morris, and he used to work at the Laura Pub, Laura Quinken Pub. And that's where I grew up, with Percy Tresice there. And I was 2 years old when I was fostered by them. And they really searched everywhere for a special education unit to send me to that was for deaf children. And I was sent down to Cairns West, to state school in Cairns. And we started at preschool. And yeah, I grew up there as part of the deaf unit, met all the deaf friends, and I would travel back and forward. And Percy gave me that opportunity, I guess. But that obviously was originated with, you know, firstly being taken by welfare, but yeah.
That was deaf dancer Patty Morris Banjo, translated by Susanna Jackson. Patty was speaking to ABC's Carly Willis about Deaf Indigenous Dance Group, or DIDG, who recently had their Laura Quinken Dance Festival debut. Carly also interviewed two more dancers from DIDG, and I'll put the link to that article on our show page.